Oh dear, it is wet. It's wet at late at night to be taking your dog for a walk. I have to admit, I was warned via Twitter by Mick O'Brien that I should put on my golf gear before going out on this walk. But it's just about bearable. I mean, I am actually getting wet, and I don't have an umbrella or a hat. I do have a good old raincoat or jacket on. And the dog has got lashings of white hair. So he's covered, I reckon. They just shake themselves, don't they? After they get wet. And dogs are born to be wet. Born for the wild and the elements. Listen to that rain. You might be hearing it splattering the iPhone. This is going to be a short one now. And at the moment, I have an inclination to turn around and run back into the house. But it's Friday night, and it's the end of the week. And if there's ever a time for madness, it must be late on a Friday night, when you've got Saturday to recover. Needless to say, nobody else on this estate is out. This is crazy, crazy, crazy. What kind of a nut am I? I mean, it's one thing to have a philosophical walk in the evening and, you know, just engage with the pace of walking along. But this is a challenge. Come on, Rocky, let's move, man. Let's go. I'm actually going to run some of this or trot some of this. Splattered. Rained. Showered. Drenched. Soaked. Spat on. Did I say drenched? All these warm people in there. Warm houses with their doors shut. I feel like Lear on the heath. Wah! Wah! The gods of Fluck. Fluck is the Gaelic word for rain, I think. Oh dear, I'll get into trouble about that if I got that wrong. I only did Irish for 11 years, so can't be expected to know much of it. Oh, I guess I can be proud. It's a bit like saying I'm going to do a bungee jump and then realising that you actually hate heights. What connection there is between that and what I'm actually thinking, or truth is, I'm not actually thinking at all, I'm just talking. You don't have to think in order to talk. Isn't that right? Come on, Rocky. That's it. Get yourself in there against the wall. Lift that right rear hind leg, your kind of offside leg. As we used to say on the buses, near side and offside. He did an offside lift. Now we'll. What about Tantan? What about Tantan? Have I got a little Tantan here? Should I be talking about Tantan? Maybe I should be reading Tantan, rereading. Whoa, I bet you heard that. Are you nice and warm? Are you tucked up in bed? Did you used to get in under the bedclothes with your radio and... I used to push my bed. I had a bed I could push around. I used to push it near the pane of glass in my bedroom because I loved the clatter of pouring rain on the glass. One of my favourite sounds. Oh God, I wish I was back home. Come on, Rocky, let's move. You're looking a bit bedraggled. Ah. And I've got cartilages in my knee that have got to be removed or fixed or something. Moan, moan. Moan, moan. Yeah. Nothing like a decent moan to clear the sinuses. Let me think. Poems about the night. Verses of darkness. Stanzas of obscurity. Opaque nonsense. I'll give you a life of damp phrases. Watery colons. Demi-semi quavers of drip. Oh yes, I'm a great believer in the dash. I remember a particular moment in life in the National Trust where I used to work years ago, and one of the regional directors, one of the main board directors, National Trust, came to me and said, "I'm the Society for the Preservation of the Dash." This was all happening around the time I was charged with bringing forward some writing guidelines on behalf of the organization. And I was consulting. So people were lobbying. And this guy was in favor of the preservation of the dash. He might have been nervous that I was going to get rid of all non-essential punctuation. But I am a punctuation man, really. I think I like the ellipsis myself. Ah, great words. The ellipse. Eclipse. And ellipsis. See? Imagine trying to teach English to other people. Okay, we're back home. We've done it. It's a bit like having got in the 40 foot in Dublin in the freezing cold and come out alive. I wish you a really, really better night.